Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojtek, Aaron Anthony, Nat the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ Lecom Radio.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast, all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
Happy Sunday, fun day from Lecom Park. It's the series finale in Bradenton between the Bradenton Marauders and the Lakeland Flying Tigers. This is the Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarelli getting you set for this Sunday matinee ball game between the Tigers and the Pirates single-A affiliates. Lakeland took the series yesterday. They've won 4 of the first 5. Only win for Bradenton has come on Wednesday. But Bradenton will look to salvage the series with a win today. It's Sunday, so that means it's a look around the Pittsburgh Pirates minor league system with the Sunday Org Report. Hear from Jack McMullen and AAA Indianapolis about the successful week, including some big names like Alika Williams. And then in AA Altoona, John Moses tells you about their week in AA. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best.
What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's Sunday, so that means only one thing, a look around the Pittsburgh Pirates minor league system. You'll hear from Jack McMullen in AAA in Indianapolis, John Moses in AA Altoona, and myself, Thomas and Zarella, about the week that was for the Bradenton Marauders. First up, here is Bradenton. With the Bradenton Marauders, I'm Thomas Zinzarella. The week has not gone the way that Bradenton hoped it would, as they have dropped four of the first five to the Lakeland Flying Tigers. They have received some good pitching, beginning with Carlson Reed, who gave up two unearned runs in five innings on Thursday. Anthony Solomito, the Pittsburgh Pirates' number three prospect, made a start on Friday. And then on Saturday, Hung Long Chang gave up just one run in six innings. Solomito, he gave up three runs in 3 2/3 innings while striking out three. His fastball in the first inning was sitting and hovering around 91-92, as it would for most of his start. On the offense side of things, Shaleen Polanco, the Pittsburgh Pirates' number 14 prospect, is having a big week at the plate, as he has now reached base in seven straight games after Saturday. He did have a five-game hitting streak that was snapped on Saturday, but for the series so far, Polanco is now 5 for his first 13 with a pair of walks. Baseball America re-ranked the Pittsburgh Pirates' top 30 this week, right before the trade deadline. One newcomer to the list is Axel Plaz, who slots in just inside the top 30, and he began this week with a home run. Plaz is now up to 13 on the season since he joined the Marauders in the middle end of May. We had a chance to catch up with him this week and talk about his work that he's been putting in behind the scenes on learning a new position in first base, but also shares a connection with a lot of Venezuelan catchers in the Pirates system that include Abraham Gutierrez, who's on rehab earlier this year, and current teammate Omar Alfonso.
With Abraham, he takes advantage of the opportunity to have Abraham over here and just talk with him. And Abraham gave him a lot of concern about the positioning, especially behind the plate. He feel like gaining confidence with him, and it was a good experience with him. And with Alfonso, he has been taking good relationship since last year, so has been like a brothership. And it's great, just feel that when you're playing, because they have good communication and they have a really good, the relationship in and outside the field.
Bradenton looks to salvage the series on Sunday, as they'll send Garrett McMillan in a spot start to the Hill. High noon first pitch between Lakeland and Bradenton before they hit the road to the East Coast for 2 weeks to take on the Cardinals and the Mets. With a look at the Bradenton Marauders, I'm Thomas Zinzarella.
With AA Altoona, this is John Moses. Altoona has stumbled. The Curve have stumbled out of the All-Star break, dropping 7-8 at Somerset and Erie, but the Curve rotation received another boost. Left-hander Hunter Barco promoted to Altoona last week, and he fired three scoreless innings with five strikeouts in his team debut last Sunday. Barco was Pittsburgh's second-round pick in 2022 out of Florida, where his junior campaign was cut short by a torn ulnar collateral ligament that resulted in Tommy John surgery that May. Barco spoke glowingly about his time at Florida, but also expressed how excited he was for the chance to get into pro ball on a recent episode of the Roundhouse podcast.
They had all the technology at Florida, but we didn't. The pitchers really weren't allowed to see it. So pretty much the only thing that they taught us from that side is go out there and compete and win ball games. So I think it's a kind of a win-win situation, to where in college all you learn how to do is compete and win. And then I didn't really know much about the technology and the numbers and all of that. So that was something that I was very eager to learn about once I got to pro ball.
Like so many other Pirates minor leaguers returning from injury over the last few years, Barco developed a close relationship with former Pirate Vic Black, who now works as a rehab coordinator at Pirate City, and spoke about his impact on his recovery.
I mean, he's an awesome human being, first of all. And he is the perfect guy for what he does, because you're going to show up every single day, and he's going to be the same optimistic person, ready to work, ready to get you back out on the field. Through all the ups and downs that the rehab comes with, he does a great job of just keeping you level-headed and just be like, look, it's going to work out. We're going to get you through this, and you're going to be great again.
Barco makes his second Double-A start today at 1:35 in Erie as the Curve wrap up their 9-game road trip and head home for a game Tuesday to begin a week-long series with the Richmond Flying Squirrels. With Double-A Altoona, this is John Moses.
With Triple-A Indianapolis, I'm Jack McMullen. It's been a dream week for the Indians, who have won the first 5 games of their 6-game series against the Iowa Cubs in Des Moines. With a win this afternoon, Indy would secure their first 6-game series sweep since moving to the new 6-game series format in 2021. Offensively, no problem areas to identify here. The Indians have racked up 49 runs on 68 hits over the last 5 games, both marks being the best in AAA. Their 347 team clip this week clears the next best in AAA by 17 points, while their 929 team OPS is 21 points clear at the top. Individually, there have been a couple of standouts, but no one's standing taller than Alika Williams. In his 5 games this week, Alika has reached base safely in 18 of his 26 plate appearances, going 11 for 19 with 7 walks drawn. Oh, by the way, Seth Beer had a 3-homer night on Tuesday night and is OPSing over 1,400 this week, while Henry Davis has 9 hits in his last 5 games, and Jake Lamb has driven in 8 in Des Moines. On the Hill, the tandem of Mike Burrows and Aaron Shortridge stole the show on Thursday night. In his first appearance at the AAA level since early April of last year, Burrows fired 4 innings of 1-run ball, punching out 5 and not walking anyone while running the heater up to 95.9. Shortridge followed in his second AAA appearance of the season, working 4 innings and allowing just 1 unearned run, K-ing 6 and walking 1. The Indians go for the sweep as you're listening to this, and then it's a battle of 2 number 1 overall picks this week in Indy as Spencer Torkelson and Toledo come in for 6 against Henry Davis and these Indians. In Indy, I'm Jack McMullen.
That was a look at the Pittsburgh Pirates minor league system this week. Lineups more to come next.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket, for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire, don't play with matches.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella getting you set for this series finale between Lakeland and the Bradenton Marauders. Both managers are meeting at home plate right now with our two umpires, so it's time to exchange a lot of cards with you at home. Lakeland comes in 59-34, 17-11 in the second half. Marauders have lost four of their last five games, and which they have struggled out of the All-Star break. They come in 39-56, 10-19 in the second half. 1-9 for Lakeland goes as follows. Shortstop John Peck hits leadoff. The lefty third baseman on minor league rehab, Isaac Pacheco, hits second. The DH and other rehabber, Andrew Jenkins, hits third. Lefty center fielder, Brett Callahan, bats cleanup. The catcher, Eduardo Valencia, slotted in the five spot. Left fielder, Jose De La Cruz, is hitting sixth. Dom Johnson plays right field and bats seventh. Christian Santana, the second baseman, hits eighth. And Daenerys De La Cruz plays first base, rounding out the starting nine for the Lakeland Flying Tigers. They send the lefty to the hill today in Gabriel Reyes as he goes opposite of Garrett McMillan. The right-handed thrower in McMillan is making his first professional start. 1-9 for Bradenton. Switch hitting second baseman Connor Delgado bats leadoff, followed by the third baseman and Garrett Forster. Lefty catcher Omar Alfonso hits third. Right fielder Esmerlin Valdez hits cleanup. First baseman Axio Plaz bats fifth. The left-handed hitting center fielder Edmando Torero hits sixth. Miguel Sosa's DH, he bats seventh. Shortstop Javier Rivas hits eighth. And the lefty left fielder Braylon Bishop rounds out the starting nine for the Bradenton Marauders. McMillan and the Marauders are out early today. They jog out from the first base dugout in their home white uniforms, navy blue tops, gray pants for the Flying Tigers. Well, the anthem coming up next year, and then it will be first pitch here from Lecon Park in the friendly city of Bradenton. This has been the Bradenton Marauders pregame show right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Tell your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecon Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser.
Let's go! Woo!
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Zinzarella.
From Lecon Park in Bradenton, Florida, it's a Sunday matinee matchup between the Bradenton Marauders and the Lakeland Flying Tigers. From the rest of our entire crew, Thomas Zinzarella, so happy you could join us here on the Valley Live app, MILB.TV, or the Marauders Broadcast Network, as Garrett McMillan is set to make his first ever professional start, being used as a spot starter today as the Marauders still dealing with some injuries in their rotation. McMillan faces John Peck, Isaac Pacheco, and Andrew Jenkins at the top of the first inning. As Lakeland has won the series, they have won four of the first top five games. Bradenton looking to salvage the series with a win today. Bradenton home whites, the alternate caps today. It's a black base with the skull and crossbones gold brim. Lakeland navy blue tops in gray pants. We're ready to rock and roll on this Sunday. As McMillan works from the third base side of the rubber, toes home. And a first pitch fastball 91 runs high. And we're off and running a bit early today at 11:59 a.m. Game time temperature, it's a hot one out there. 87 degrees and clear though. 1-0. Hard hit ground ball out to short. Rivas to his left, Fields throws to first and puts away Peck to start this first inning. Isn't much breeze in the ballpark. There isn't much cloud cover as well. Just nothing but blue skies and puffy clouds out there. Leadoff man put away on two pitches. Here's Isaac Pacheco rehabbing third baseman who's batting left against the righty McMillan. Garrett comes set just above the belt and deals home. Pop foul off the left side out of play. Let's set the defense for you. Start on the outfield left to right. Braylon Bishop and Vandal Torreira, and as Marilyn Valdez is over and right. Garrett Forrester's at third. Rivas and Delgado up the middle with Plaza at first, and Omar Alfonso does the catching on this Sunday afternoon. 0-1 and Pacheco. A deep cut at a miss out at a breaking ball. It's nothing and two. McMillan, a fastball, a changeup, curveball mix. Fourteenth round selection last year by the Pirates out of the University of Alabama. 0-2. There's a breaking ball in the dirt. McMillan, 23 years of age. Birthday in February. Stands on the hill at 6'4", 235. Native of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. 1-2. Fastball. Called third strike. And Pacheco wants a challenge here. It is ruled the strike. And McMillan has his first punch out. Two gone on the K from McMillan as he faces Andrew Jenkins, another rehabber, who is a DH today. It's a light Sunday crowd here. Everybody underneath the shade up around the home plate area, first and third base side. First pitch is off the plate outside of the righty at 91. One oh. Tugged foul on the ground, third base side. McMillan comes in 3-2 on the year with a 2.40 ERA in 26 outings. 41 in the third innings, 15 walks, 41 strikeouts, and 39 hits allowed. Has made one appearance in High A Greensboro, too. One ball, one strike, the pitch is fouled straight back out of play. Jenkins' numbers this week. He's playing in his fifth game out of rehab, his fourth game this week, played last Sunday. He is 7-for-22 with two doubles and four RBIs. That's a 3.18 average. Looking for his second K. McMillan is 1-2. And Jenkins flies it foul off the right side out of play. The last ball game that Gary McMillan started, you have to go back to Alabama. He started in the NCAA tournament against Troy. 1-2. That's hit on the ground, foul, third base side again. Game that Alabama won 11-8. Garrett went the first four innings. Was a Friday night starter at Alabama. One, two. That's a called third strike. 93 right on the outside black. And McMillan strikes out two on a 1-2-3 top of the first. Marauders to bat here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Up the U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test, starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Gary McMillan strikes out 2-0, 1-2-3 top of the first inning. Gabriel Reyes looking to do something similar as the lefty takes the hill against Connor Delgado, Garrett Forrester, and Omar Alfonso. And this first inning, scoreless ball game. As the lefty Reyes from the third base side, battling the switch hitter Delgado hitting right. And first pitch is in there for a called strike. 21-year-old Reyes, who birthday was on July 1st. The 0-1. And Slaughter sweeps in for a called strike. It's nothing and two on Connor. Is making his seventh start with Lakeland this year. He's 0-1, a 4.50 ERA. Six walks, 26 strikeouts, and 18 innings. 0-2 delivery. And swing and a miss. Got him. That breaking ball again. Three pitches and a strikeout for Reyes. Leadoff man put away for Garrett Forrester. Reyes is coming off a start against Dunedin last Sunday. Went four innings, gave up two runs on three hits and struck out seven. First pitch, the righty is on the outer half, a called strike. That was tied his season high in strikeouts. 0-1 is shot foul the opposite way. Struck out seven against both Dunedin on June 27th and then July 21st, so almost a month apart. And then is also his third highest strikeout number came in the Complex League this year at the FCO Blue Jays. 0-2 is pushed down the right field line. This time a bit closer, it's foul. So let's just say, if Gabriel Reyes played any Blue Jays team, he would have really good numbers because that's all three games pitched against. He's pitched against Bradenton once as well. 0-2, and Forrester fouls it straight back. June 21st here at Lecom Park, gave up two runs on two hits, a walk, and five strikeouts. 0-2 again, and that's off the edge of the bat, looped in the right field, a base hit. And Garrett Forrester making a five-game hit streak this week. He's now 7-for-17 during this stretch. Forrester's on with one out, bottom one. No score is Omar Alfonso, the lefty digs in. First pitch is fouled off the left side out of play. Raising that star gave up a home run to Juan Jerez and then a single to Connor Delgado that scored a run. The 0-1. Ripped out a miss to the heater on the outside corner. It's nothing and two. Omar appearing in his 80th game this season. Only Javi Rivas, who's played it more, who's playing in his 81st. Hitting 260 this year. 0-2. That's fouled off at home and caught a piece of Eduardo Valencia. Omar, 14 doubles, 7 home runs, and 30 runs driven in. He's also garnered a lot of walks, 44 on the season. Across almost 330 plate appearances. As Omar climbs in, taps home plate. He's fouled off two of the three pitches he's seen. Short lead at first. 0-2. And a slider called third strike. That was a really good pitch there. It started right at Alfonso and then finished over the heart of the plate. Two Ks for Rays in the first inning. Opening pitch, the righty as Marilyn Valdez is just below the letters called strike. Man on, two outs, no score in the first inning. 0-1. Valdez pops a foul off the right side out of play. As Marilyn was robbed of a base hit in center field from Brett Callahan last night, he was back there playing. Let's have the defense for you. For Lakeland, De La Cruz, Callahan, and Johnson's over in right. Isaac Pacheco's at third. John DePeck and Christian Santana up the middle. Denarius De La Cruz is at first. And now a check on the runner there. He's back in standing. And then Eduardo Valencia does the catching. For Gabriel Reyes, who's looking for a scoreless first inning. 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. A slider from Reyes. He strikes out the side in the first inning. We stay scoreless to the second we head on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high.
If our Cox family.
You drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our final Paws and Claws night on Friday, August 16th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Top of the second inning, scoreless ball game between Bradenton and Lakeland on this Sunday series finale. As Garrett McMillan faces 4-5-6, Turkey out 2 out of 3 in a 1-2-3 first. Opening pitch to lefty Callahan. He swings and misses out for strike one. McMillan 12 pitches, 9 strikes in that first inning. There's a 6-pitch at-bat between him and Jenkins. One's off plate outside for a ball. Marauders lone win this week coming on Wednesday. They won 3-2. They've played a couple of one-run games this week. 1-1. Ripped out and missed as Callahan goes down to a knee. It's 1-2. Marauders lost last night by just a run at 2-1. Played in 34 one-run games this year. This is game number 96 for Bradenton. And a 1-2. Fastball at the knees, called third strike. Garrett McMillan, 3 straight strikeouts. And all of them have been looking. Four up, four down for former Friday night starter for Alabama. Here's Eduardo Valencia, the right-handed catcher with one out, base is clear. Opening pitch, Ricky ball on the ground at third. Back in it by Forrester, double clutches, plenty of time with Valencia running. And he puts him away on one pitch. Wendley's picking up at the ballpark now, blowing left to right. Trying to cool things down out there for both sides. Jose De La Cruz, the righty. Opening pitch is a belt-high fastball in the outer half, called strike. Now Peyton Stumble has started a few games this year for Bradenton as well the last couple weeks. They've really band-aided the rotation together. 0-1. Whipped out and missed on an inside fastball for a strike. Just a lot of injuries right now to the rotation and the bullpen. The bullpen getting a little healthier this week with Danny Carrion coming back. 0-2. Check swing on the appeal. He did not go around. Said Austin Bashak, the field umpire. Tyler Vandewater is calling balls and strikes this afternoon. Umpire is going with the black tops today on a day game. 1-2. That's up high. It's always a bold strategy on a day game in the Florida State League. Seen it a few times over the last couple weeks. 2-2. Into the air, deep center field. Torero frozen, now he heads back. Still going back at the track, chases it down right before the wall. It's a loud first down, but Gary McMillan, 6 up, 6 down through 1.5, no score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
bottom two, as Gabriel Reyes faces 5, 6, and 7. Axel Plaz, the power-hitting first baseman, steps in. Lefty Reyes, first pitch, and it's ripped out of his first strike. Reyes allowed a single to Garrett Forster, but otherwise struck out the side. He threw 15 pitches, 15 strikes, the 0-1. And swung on a miss for strike two. I mean, he's been perfect today. I don't think I've ever seen a pitcher this long in a ball game throw this many strikes to start a contest. It's a very simple delivery. 0-2, and that's tapped at home plate foul. Now, so the one thing is, too, if there's a pitch outside that might have been outside of the, you know, your box, the strike box, that might have been chased, but still, I mean, they got to be close then. 0-2, and that's fouled back to the plate. It's been that type of day for Gabriel Reyes, looking for his fourth strikeout through five batters. 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Gabriel Reyes is on fire right now. Has allowed just a bloop single to Garrett Forster, and that's been in. Marauders, though, have the only hit of the ball game. Garrett McMillan's just been equally as good. A one-out base is empty for the lefty, Edmando Terrero. Infield shifts over as first pitches bounce to the right side. Back in it by Denarius De La Cruz. He steps on the bag. And so the trend continues. Gabriel Reyes has thrown 21 pitches, all of them in strikes. And Miguel Sosa, the DH. Two outs, no score in the second. Righty takes outside for ball one. The first ball comes on the 22nd pitch. What a streak that was, though. The 1-0. That's low. All of a sudden, he's throwing two straight balls. Maybe the statistics, the odds start to flip back. 2-0. And that's in there with the knees called strike at 92. Kind of those probability odds, you know, when you flip the coin, for example. 2-1's on the outer half for a called strike. Basically the same thing when you go to a casino or something, and you know, the odds, do it 100 times and something's around 50-50. It's like red or black at the casino, you know. Playing roulette. Pitch is outside. Red may be hitting 60% of the time right now, but if you do it 1,000 or 1,000,000 times, it's all going to be right around 50-50. Full count here, and that bounces in for ball four. Sosa walks. A two-out free pass issued in the second inning. Second base runner for Bradenton today. Runner on, two outs, no score. Rivas the righty as he smashes this one deep to left field, but a hooks foul. Just down in front of an off-speed pitch there. Not thinking one on Javi. Pitch. That's rolled softly foul to the coach's box. Rivas this year, playing in again his 81st game, 14 doubles, a triple, 8 home runs, and 31 RBIs. Leads the second on the team in total bases with 100. 0-2, and swing and a miss for strike three. Gabriel Reyes, 5 strikeouts through 2 innings. We're still scoreless to the third. We go on the Marauders broadcast network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
Top of the third inning, scoreless ball game between Bradenton and Lakeland. Dom Johnson, the righty, steps in. Start things off against Garrett McMillan, who's gone six up, six down. First pitch is high and tight for ball one. McMillan's been throwing the ball well for most of the year. Had a really one bad outing in April, had an ERA north of five of that month, but since then he's been outstanding. 1-0, and that's rolled foul third base side. Johnson, who's been a Marauder killer there. He's 333 this season in eight games against Bradenton. Three doubles, three home runs, and six RBIs. 1-1. Popped up in the air, right side. Flies over, then it sneaks out. McMillan, though, he's actually been really good on Sundays, too. Usually getting out of the bullpen, making his first professional start this afternoon. 1-2. Curveball. Called third strike, and Johnson knew it. 4 Ks for McMillan. All of them have been looking. One out in the third. Base is cleared. No score. And Christian Santana, second baseman, steps in. Right side against the righty McMillan. Reset and delivers. First pitch clips the inside corner, called strike. McMillan on Sundays is 2-0 with a 2.16 ERA in six outings. 8 1/3 innings, the 0-1. High and in, and that hits the barrel of Santana as now he stumbles out and drops. They're going to point down the first base line. But Jim Horner saying, no, that I think that hit on the barrel. And he's coming out as well. Santana's running down, but again, it was high and in. He checked his swing too. And I felt like it hit the bat. Adam McMillan thought so too. Santana really just stumbled out and he dropped the barrel and then started. It was a little bit of a delayed reaction too. But nonetheless, it's going to be a hit by pitch. That's one way to get Santana on, who's hitting 149 this year. Does walk a lot though, Santana does. Has a 333 on base, but he's on. One out in the third. Denarius De La Cruz, the first baseman. And a scoreless game. First pitch is a curveball on the inner edge, called strike. McBell looking to bear down here as the 0-1 check swing on a breaky ball. On the appeal, Austin Mayshak said he held up. It's 1-1. Now Lakeland finds themselves in a really good position here in the second half. A big week for them. They've taken four of the first five from Bradenton. 1-1. Fastball fouled straight back. Lakeland comes in 17-11 the second half, just 1.5 games out. Fort Myers was 18-9. Right now, Fort Myers is trailing Dunedin 2-0 in the top of the second. Fort Myers does, though, have two on and two outs. 1-2 off the plate, snap throw to first, a bit high, but reeled in by Plaz. Other scores around the Florida State League, all new games today. Palm Beach up 1-0 on St. Lucie in the bottom of the first inning. Daytona Jupiter are scoreless in the third. Pitch is punch foul, right side out of play. Clearwater is up 1-0 on Tampa in the top of the second inning. Really, how about the Tarpons in the second half? They are now 15-12 after they won both games yesterday of a doubleheader. Check on the runner at first. Tarpons swept the Marauders out of the All-Star break. And what's Bradenton is now just 1-7 since the break. 2-2. Fouled off the right side out of play. You know, it's interesting, too. Sometimes some teams can just reset at the All-Star break and come out playing well, and it seems like Tampa has been one of those teams. 2-2 on the ground to second base. Delgado spins to second for one. Rivas back over the bag to first, and they turn two. 4-6-3, Twin killing ends the inning, and we are still scoreless to the bottom of the third. We had on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car, because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojtek, Aaron Anthony, Matt the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM, or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Last of the third inning, no score between Bradenton and Lakeland here at Lecom Park in the friendly city of Bradenton. Lefty Braylon Bishop start things off against the lefty Gabriel Reyes, who throws a slider down and away for ball one. 9-1-2 to the plate here. Bradenton has had a runner on each of the first two innings. And the 1-0. Check swing foul at home. Garrett Forster had a single in the first and then a walk to Miguel Sosa in the second inning. Gabriel Reyes threw 21 straight strikes to start his day. Pretty impressive. 1-1, bunted down third base side, and it's a beauty. Pacheco lets it roll. It's a fair ball and a bunt single for Braylon Bishop. Well, ironically enough, just doing a quick Google search and find the record for the most strikes thrown to start a game. First pitch is up and away for ball one. As Connor Delgado back around, scoreless game in the third with a runner on. It was actually set, I remember this now, back in 2022, August 24th, by George Kirby. 1-0 down and in, it's 2-0. Kirby threw 24 straight strikes to start a game, so I don't know if that runs up on a minor league record or not either. We're going to have to really open up the books there to see what the record would be. I'll look to first, and the 2-0. On the ground to third, back into by Pacheco to second. They get the out there. Jump throw to first, and they turn two. Around the horn, 5-4-3, double play. And Reyes's leadoff bunt single. The record by consecutive strikes thrown, which this only goes back to 1988, when pitch-by-pitch record was first introduced. Garrett Forster chops it to third. It's foul right on the white line. Thrown by the ageless Bartolo Colon in 2012 when he was a member of the Oakland A's. Bartolo threw 38 straight strikes. He was 39 years old that year. 0-1. That's in there at 92. I mean, he pitched until he was 45 years old. Bartolo Colon, 21 years in the big leagues. Obviously, I remember the home run he had in San Diego. 0-2 is a called third strike. Forster wants a challenge. And it's ruled a ball. I mean, Bartolo pitched all over the place. Cleveland, Montreal for the Expos, White Sox for a year in 0-3. 1-2. And Slaughter peels down it in. With the Angels, the Red Sox for a year in 2008. After they won the World Series. White Sox again. Yankees, A's, Mets, Braves, Twins, and Rangers. 2-2's fouled off. I mean, that's almost like Edwin Jackson type level for how many teams that Bartolo Colon played for. Two-two with two outs. Is fouled straight back. Marauders will head to one of the former spring training homes for Bartolo Colon. They'll take on the Mets next week, or 2 weeks from now. They'll be in Port St. Lucie. 2-2. Flat in the air, right field. Dom Johnson with the sunglasses on loses his cap and has it for the last out at shallow right. That's the third inning. Scoreless game after three on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at bradentonmarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the fourth, Gary McMillan out to face the top of the order as John Peck walks the plate. Righty-righty matchup, and the first pitch to Peck is a fastball at the bottom of the zone, called strike at 91. Has been just one base runner first time through. McMillan still has faced the minimum. He hit Christian Santana last inning, then induced an inning-ending double play to erase it. The 0-1 fouled off the right side out of play. Peck now calls time. 2-for-4 day yesterday. Oh, 2. That's off the plate outside. Just below the letters, 1-2. Fastball called, third strike. McMillan has been dynamite with his location today. He's got his fifth K. All of them have been looking. First pitch to the lefty, Isaac Pacheco, as he flies it well. Deep right center field. It's a one-hopper off the wall. Up and over for an automatic double for Isaac Pacheco, and that's the first hit. For Isaac Pacheco. Runner on second with one out in the top of the fourth inning, with Pacheco at second. Andrew Jenkins, the righty. Pitch is a fastball on the outside, black, called strike. Pitch. Jenkins fouls it back out of play for strike two. Oh, 2. Swing and a miss. 93 with a fastball. Make it 6 strikeouts for Garrett McMillan. He's got 2 gone the fourth inning. Runner on at second base, 2 outs, scoreless contest. McMillan has tied his career high as a first pitch fastball in the outside corner, called strike. Struck out 6 and 3-2/3 scoreless in Clearwater on June 29th. His first professional start, it has gone. Couldn't have asked for anything better. 0-1. Weak line drive, contact to second base. Delgado stumbles forward, scoops it and throws. That's the fourth inning. No runs, a hit, a man left at second base. 3.5 of the books, no score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecom Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom four, as Garrett McMillan has tied his career high with 6 strikeouts. And Gabriel Reyes will face 3, 4, and 5, still searching for our first run today. First pitch to lefty Alfonso is taken over the heart of the plate for a called strike. It looks like there's a pitcher warming in the bullpen in right field. A one check swing, it's in there for a strike. Appears to be Inmer Lobo. He'll probably go a few innings today. Gabriel Reyes. Now 45 pitches, 36 strikes. Lefty spins home, 0-2. And it's reached for, tapped in front of home, third baseline. Reyes scoops, spins to first, and they get Alfonso. What a guy to start this fourth inning as Marlon Valdez. The ready ahead. Bradenton has had a runner on each of the first three innings, but nobody has gotten to second base yet. Lakeland had a runner at second last inning after a double. First pitch is flown in the air, shallow right center field. Santana out, Johnson in on a jog, makes the catch. Two outs in the fourth. It's been a lot of first pitch swinging today. First pitch to Axio Plaza. He takes a called strike. Two outs, bases clear. Bottom four, no score. The 0-1. And Plaza whiffs on an off-speed change up there. It's 0-2. Reyes with 5 strikeouts. He struck out 5 of the first 8, but hasn't had one since then. 0-2. That's low with a slider. Plaza hit his 13th home run of the season earlier this week. And has been on a few game skid since then. 1-2. Down and in. Looking to break free here on this Sunday. Trying to get some momentum going into this road trip coming up. 2-2. Fouled off, it caught Valencia. As he tumbles over. I almost called on you for Disney Bash. now the attention turns to him. I think it caught him right above that leg guard, or at the top of it. Turn around right now, Eric Flores. I think that's his first visit this week, which is always, you know, don't want to see him out there too many times, obviously, in a week. It means there's guys getting injured, so it means it's been a good week then. We don't see him until Sunday. Valencia's okay. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rays dealing from the windup. The pitch. That's outside. That's a really good take there on a changeup. And now a challenge. And it's ruled a ball. And it looked like it was a ball. Now Lakeland has just one challenge left. They have gotten 2 wrong here. Base is empty. 2 outs. This is a really good at-bat worked by Plotz. The payoff. That's on the ground, foul hit hard. Rays was signed to a deal in February of 2020, right before COVID happened. Seems like yesterday. 3-2. That's low ball before he walked him. What a plate appearance worked by Axel Plaz. He's aboard, 2 outs, and a scoreless ball game in the 4th. Pitch count still in a really good spot for both pitchers. Pitch, and that stick of the knees, a called strike on a band of Terrell, the lefty. Riders have 2 hits to Lakeland's 1. The 0-1. That's loop back foul. Strike 2 on Turo comes in with a good series for him this week. 4-for-10 with a home run. He's riding a 4-game hitting streak. 5-game on base. 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. And Reyes has strikeout number 6. He's through 4 scoreless, as are we. We head to the 5th on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pitch of the ball game is Inmer Lobo replaces Gary McMillan, who goes a career-high 4 innings while tying his career-high with 6 strikeouts, allowing just 1 hit. Still searching for our first run of the 5th inning, Eduardo Valencia. Righty steps in. First pitch is a peeling changeup. He fans over the top of for strike 1. Little lefty Lobo in. 20-year-old from Venezuela, 6'1", 193. Comes set, the 0-1. That's down and in for a ball. Fastball at 87. That's really where his heater will sit. It'll be around 87 to 89. May touch 90. Has a really good breaking stuff, though, with a good changeup. 1-1. That's flown in the air. Shallow right field. Valdez waltzes in. Camps under it. Sunglasses on with two hands. Puts it away. One out in the fifth. Numbers on Lobo this year. No wins, no losses. A 1.40 ERA in 10 outings. One hold and one save and one opportunity. Eight walks, 22 strikeouts, and 19 in a third innings. Here's the righty Jose De La Cruz, who fans on a fastball for strike one. Leckett has had just two base runners on the entire ballgame. A hit batter in the third inning, then a double by Pacheco with one out last inning. One is swinging a miss for strike two. De La Cruz is in the hole. Oh, 2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Lobo fans De La Cruz. Two outs in the fifth inning. Base is clear. No score for Dom Johnson, the right fielder. First pitch, the righty. Is low with a fastball at 88 for ball one. Johnson struck out looking his first time up in the third. That was against Gary McMillan. One out. Bounces in. Check swing. It's upstairs for ball three. Fastball over the heart of the plate. Fort Myers has come back and taken the lead against Dunedin, 4-2 in the top of the third. Again, Fort Myers, they have the best record right now. And the second half tie with Palm Beach, both teams are 18-9. 3-1, low for ball four. And Lobo walks a man here with two outs in the fifth inning. Palm Beach and St. Lucie battling it out. 1-1 tie game at the top of the third. Here's Christian Santana, the righty. Lobo kicks. First pitch is low for a ball. Try to change up there. It's 1-0 on Santana. Was hit by a pitch high and in from Garrett McMillan in the third. Now a toss to first, check on the runner. The Bradenton losing this series. It's their first series loss since April when they dropped 4 out of 6 games against Daytona. 1-0, change up down and away for ball two. And Lobo, I mean, two up, two down. It was through just one ball, and now all of a sudden here. So a ball, 6 of his last 7 pitches. 2-0 runner in motion. It's a called strike. Throw to second's high. And so Dom Johnson takes second. That series two when Bradenton lost, it was April 16th to the 21st. That's tipped in the mid of Alfonso for a strike. They won that Sunday game on a 10-inning affair, a walk-off. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, runner at second base, no score in the top of the fifth. Lobo sets and delivers. Swing and a miss for strike three, and Lobo bears down, strikes out two, leaves one man on in the fifth inning. We're halfway home, still scoreless on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our final Paws and Claws night on Friday, August 16th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
The pitch of the ball game is Duke Hebert as Ryder replaces Gabriel Reyes, who win four scoreless today. First pitch to start the bottom of the fifth inning is high and hit on the right of Miguel Sosa for ball one. Still a scoreless ball game. It has been a pitcher's duel today. 1-0. Fastball popped to the air behind Tome. Third base side. And it's out of play. Just bounces right on top of the dugout. It is strike one. 22-year-old Hebert comes in, native of Nicaragua. 16th appearance, his sixth start is 2-1, a 6.25 ERA. 40 and a third innings, 12 walks and 32 strikeouts. 1-1. That's in there, called strike. It's 1-2. One, two is low for a ball. Sosa walked his first time up. The pitch. And that's smacked out to deep left field. De La Cruz moving over to his right, makes the catch towards the line. As the ball hung up just too long, it's a loud first out to start this fifth inning. There hasn't been much hard contact today. A lot of fly balls, a lot of strikeouts, and some soft contact then. Here's Javier Ibáñez, a shortstop. first pitch is fouled straight back. Strike one. Pitch. And rebounds out in front of a breaking ball. It's 0-2. Oh, 2, and Rivas is down on 3 pitches. Hebert has faced Bradenton a few times this year. He's got 2 scoreless outings, inning in a 3rd scoreless combined, 1 walk, a strikeout, and a hit. He's off to a good start today. Rylan Bishop, the left fielder, for his pitch to lefty, is fouled off the left side out of play. The 0-1 is jammed, popped up right at home plate, and squeezed by Valencia in the left-hander's batter's box. It's a 1-2-3 fifth inning. No score. On to inning number 6 here at Lecom on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our final Paws and Claws night on Friday, August 16th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the sixth inning as Inmer Lobo faces 9-1-2 Denarius De La Cruz, John Peck, and Isaac Pacheco to the plate here in this half inning as southpaw Lobo deals home for his pitches tipped into the mitt of Omar Alfonso for strike one. It has been a low just everything day. Not many base runners on. There's obviously no runs. 3 combined hits. It's been a well-pitched ball game. The 0-1 is down and in for a ball. Lobo following Garrett McMillan, his first professional start, who struck out 6 in a career-high 4 innings on the hill. 1-1, and that's pushed the opposite way. One hopper scooped by Plaza at his shoe tops. He steps on the base. One gone as De La Cruz kind of didn't run down the line there either. Blas is playing off the back as he is right now with an Arter righty up. And John Peck, top of the order. Wide day for him, 0-2. Had 2 of the 6 hits last night. First pitch is cut on a miss for strike one. And the 0-1. That's down low in the dirt for a ball. One 1-1. And it ripped out a miss for a strike. Two. Fouled off the right side out of play. Trade deadline continuing. Rumors swirling around all over the place in baseball today. Some trades being made overnight. 1-2. High and in with a breaking ball. It's like you can't go to bed. I know Jeff Passan and those guys, they definitely do not. Still going to see what the Pirates will do. Trying to make some moves here, grab some bats. 2-2. Chopper out to shortstop. Rivas charging into Fields. Belt tied, throws on the run. Two gone in the sixth inning. Scoreless contest. Mets have been making some moves. They acquired Jesse Winker, who was from the Nationals, who has maybe been linked to the Pirates. Just a bat that they need. Mark Feinstein continues to update, trade candidates that will probably be dealt before the deadline on Tuesday at 6 p.m. First pitch is down and away to Isaac Pacheco for a ball. It's 1-0. Pirates, maybe he thinks, have been linked to, for example, Luis Renjifo, who's with the Angels. 27-year-old infielder, 1-0. Outside for a ball, and obviously a bit of a cheaper option as well. He's owed $1.45 million this season. Another guy, Michael Conforto from the Giants, a bit of a veteran. Pitch is on the outside black, called strike. You guys like Elias Diaz from the Rockies, but even too, Yadi Diaz. I know a lot of Pirates fans been clamoring for him. Pitch is fouled off the left side. It's 2-2. And maybe a veteran move too would be Tommy Pham from the White Sox, who has bounced around the last few seasons. Outfielder as well. 2-2. And that's barreled to second base off the glove and a one-hopper. Delgado in the right field and Isaac Pacheco. E4 against Delgado. Two outs of the men on for Andrew Jenkins at DH. And a scoreless ball game at the top of the sixth. Opening pitch is off the edge of the bat, grounded right back to Delgado. To his right, sidearm flings to first, and that's the sixth inning. Bottom six next, no score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024. And watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Connor Delgado on the top of the order, open things up in the home half of the sixth inning, trying to break open this scoreless game. First pitch from Duke Hebert's popped up behind home. Valencia sheds the bass, jogs back, but it's out of play for strike one. Hebert just threw a scoreless fifth inning. Struck out one in a 1-2-3 frame. Ball game was started by Gabriel Reyes, who allowed his two hits and two walks and four scoreless. One bounces in for a ball. Struck out six. His ERA lowered to 3.68 on the season. Pitch. Delgado pops it behind third on the infield. The pack ranges over in the hole, puts it away on the run. Leadoff man put away to start this half inning, which for Reyes, it was interesting because this has been more of a home run environment this year at Lincoln Park. And in his six starts, he's made three at home, three on the road. The home road splits are crazy. Reyes had a 7.56 road ERA coming in. First pitch is a breaking ball, top of the zone, called strike to the righty Forrester. Compared to home, where he's allowed just a 1.86 ERA. One's high and tight for a ball on Garrett. One, and Hebert throws his breaking ball down and away. Forrester has one of the two hits for Bradenton. 2-1, and that's back to left field towards the corner. It hooks. It's a fair ball. Up against the wall, Forrester heads for second base. He's in there standing as the first Marauder to reach second base this afternoon. Jared Forrester, another multi-hit game. He's a guy that was out with injury from May until last week. Having a fantastic week at the plate. Forrester already in limited time. That's his ninth multi-hit game. And he's played in, now this is his 34th game. First pitch to the lefty Omar Alfonso is a breaking ball over for a called strike. Forrester's at second base, one out, no score, bottom six. It may be just a race to one today about who can get that first run. Ever teal glove from the belt. 0-1. And catches the inside corner. A front side changeup, and now a challenge use, and it's ruled a strike. Now Eduardo Valencia jogs out, maybe going through signs here or something. Hebert signed by the Tigers in March of 2023 after the World Baseball Classic. Hebert struck out the side against Nicaragua. Oh, 2. And Alfonso flies it well in the air to right field, out towards the bullpen. It's gone! Home run, Omar Alfonso. His eighth bomb of the year. It breaks open this scoreless ball game. 2-0 Marauders in the sixth inning. And he's now starting a near double digits in home runs, and that's may take today. Maybe the only runs needed. First pitch is a breaking ball. And misses for ball one on as Marilyn Valdez. As Valdez hits this one well. Left field, De La Cruz at the wall. It's out of here. Back-to-back jacks, Alfonso and Valdez. And in the blink of an eye, it's a 3-0 lead. It's a baker's dozen for as Marilyn Valdez and now Dick Green, pitching coach, out there to have a chat. Bradenton, all of a sudden, it's double home run, home run. One out, base is empty. 3-0 Bradenton in the sixth inning. And Axel Plaza batter. First pitch is down and away with a breaking ball for ball one. One oh. Plaz swings, misses out a breaking ball. It's 1-1. Now the Marauders have gone to back-to-back a number of times this year. 1-1. And that's taken high for a ball. Bradenton has gone back-to-back three different times. They haven't gone back-to-back-to-back. 2-1's a cue shot foul at home plate. Which, as Marilyn Valdez says, not been a part of. He's been a part of a number of other home run features as well. 2-2 check swing, and he lays off. It's the third time they've gone back-to-back at home against Jupiter in their last homestand. As Plaz sends one out to left field, De La Cruz over on the run, makes the catch as he just caught it off the edge of the bat there. Two gone in the sixth inning. So base is empty for Emmanuel Terrell against Duke Hebert. The lefty takes a fastball in the outer half for a called strike. A one. And Terrell pops it up in the air behind the first base bag. In foul territory, first baseman Denaris De La Cruz has it for the last out. Big inning, though, for Bradenton. They finally get the game's first runs on a pair of home runs. 3-0 Marauders. The seventh we had on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
In Maralobo, the 3-0 lead down the top of the seventh inning after back-to-back home runs in the last half inning. First pitch to Brett Callahan shows bunt and takes a strike. It's nothing and one. Lobo following Gary McMillan today, went 4 scoreless. The 0-1. That jazz misses down and away for a ball. Lakeman's lone hit coming in the fourth inning on a Pacheco double. One-one, and Callahan scorches it to center, but right on target with Terrero, who makes a hip-high catch. One out, base is empty for Eduardo Valencia, batting fifth today, doing the catching. Righty hitter, first pitch, and he scorches this one as well to right center field, but on the run over, Terrero to his left puts it away. Back-to-back lineouts to center field, and just like that, two quick outs here in the seventh. To the Cruz Hill for two, fly out and a strikeout today. Lobo in line for the win right now. First pitch is tap foul, first base side. And there's Carlson Reed on the top step, making a nice play. Over Alfonso. Took a beating there as Alexson Haesler's out, and Alfonso said he's okay. But they just want to check on him. He's good to go. Nothing and one on De La Cruz. 0-1. That's fly in the air. Deep center field. Terrero turns around, squares his shoulders, and camps under it. Has it with plenty of room out there to end the seventh inning. Stretch time, 3-0. Bradenton in front on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Figlia mia, cosa dare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te peglialo pesciaiole, isla, islena, sempolo
pesciaiole. Sure has been a Sunday fun day so far. As we enter the bottom of the seventh inning, 3-0, Bradenton ahead. As 7-8-9, Miguel Sosa, the righty, faces Duke Hebert, who's on the hill for his third inning. Righty for the windup, turns home. And Sosa takes a curveball low for ball one. Marauders had three straight hits, a run of a double, then back-to-back home runs from Alfonso and Valdez. 1-0 and Sosa swings and misses at for a strike. Bell is now tied with Plaz for the team lead. 1-1. Skips in. Miguel 0 for 1 today. Walked way back in the second inning. That was the first batter to reach. 2-1. Outside. Three-one home, high and in. Wins being hit for ball four, and he's on to start this seventh inning. Helps do for Bradenton. By the way, that home run for Omar Alfonso—that's their first hit with a runner in scoring position in quite some time. It's the only chance they've had today. Forrester, the double, that was their first time. A man had got the second today for Bradenton. Right, Rivas up, first pitch. And it's out on the outside corner with a changeup for strike one. Bradenton has struggled mightily this week in that category. It doesn't help that, you know, just hit home runs. You don't need to drive guys in then. Well, one's outside. Bradenton coming in was 5 for 44 this week. That's a 113 average. They were 0 for the last 14. Got to go back to Thursday. 1-1. And swung on a missed at for strike two. And Amanda Torreira had a single in the eighth inning against Lakeland as their last hit until that home run from Alfonso. Just kind of one of those funks that the offense has been in for Bradenton. 1-2. Breaking ball ruled foul softly. One, two. Breaking ball tipped into the mitt for strike three. And Hebert has his second K. Both have come against Rivas, who's 0 for 3. Raylan Bishop, the lefty against the ready Heber with a runner on, one out in the seventh inning. First pitch, and a Bishop. Clubs it well, right center field. Johnson back, he's at the warning track, makes the catch. Bounces off the fence and throws it back in. Impressive play from Dom Johnson in right field. We have seen some really nice defensive plays as Bishop ran into one there, just not enough. And a great defensive play by Johnson. A loud second out. Connor Delgado, the switch hitter, batting left. Pitch. And he takes low for a ball. Delgado 0 for 3 today, looking to extend his on-base streak to 6 games. Has reached base in every game this week. Why now he's out in front of a breaking ball for a strike. It's 1-1. One one is taken for a ball outside. It's 2-1. Readies and the 2-1. Delgado hit it hard to first base, back in it by De La Cruz, who steps on the bag. And that ends the seventh inning. Man left at first base. Eighth inning, here we come. 3-0 Marauders on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options,
potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth inning, Marauders with a 3-0 cushion on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, looking to close things out here. New pitcher in is the righty Peyton Stumbo, who faces the righty Dom Johnson. First pitch is a fastball high and in for ball one. 7, 8, and 9 to the plate here. Places Imer Lobo went the last three. 1-0 is on the ground, sharply hit through the 5-6 hole in the left field. Johnson's aboard for the second time today. Walked his last trip up, now a leadoff single. Just the second hit allowed today by Bradenton's pitching staff. Final numbers for Lobo, 3 innings. No runs on no hits, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. 37 pitches, 24 strikes. The righty Christian Santana steps in. Opening pitch. High, and it hits him on the elbow guard. The second time he's been plunked today. And it moves runners to first and second. All of a sudden, tying right on the plate right now for Denaris De La Cruz. Stumbo, the 22-year-old. Numbers for him this year is 2-3 with a 4.86 ERA, and now his 27th outing. 19 walks, 58 Ks, and 50 innings. Righty batter, Stumbo sets and kicks, bunt shown, and it's a breaking ball taken for a strike. Stumbo pitched earlier this week against Lakeland. 2 scoreless innings, the 0-1. And a curveball whacked out and missed. De La Cruz 0-2 is hit 2 balls on the ground today. A double play in the third. And the other in the sixth inning. 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Good block from Alfonso. Caught him on the arm, though, so he's a bit in pain, grimacing. One, two. Inside, just misses at 91. Not even 2 balls and 2 strikes. And the pitch. Wrecking ball chopped to the left side. Forrester has it to second. The out there to first. They turn the double play. Awkward hop there for Forrester, but he made it look easy. shuffling to his left. They go around the horn, 5-4-3. And just like that, two outs, a runner at third in the eighth inning for John Peck. That is a huge, huge play to get a double play ball there. And Al Peck, who's 0-3 today. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch. Fastball barreled out to deep right center field. Valdez back. It's over his head, off the wall. A run scores as Valdez fetches and throws to second base. It's a stand-up double for Peck. It makes it a 3-1 ball game. Lakeland cuts the deficit down as they get on the board, and there goes the shutout. Isaac Pacheco, who's 1-for-3, also a double under his ledger. Lefty hitter pitch, and a curveball sinks low for a ball. Here's the 1-0. Outside for a ball. All the runs coming late here. Bradenton got three runs on back-to-back home runs in the sixth inning, and now Lakeland on the board in the eighth. Fastball just low. Not missing by much either. They are right around the zone. That second one missed by, you know, maybe a millimeter or two. 3-0. Down and in, ball four, he walked him. That's just a really good sense of the strike zone by Pacheco. I mean, really, besides the last one, all three are right around the zone. And Al Matt Ford, pitching coach, Ward on the hill with runners at first and second. Two outs and a 3-1 Bradenton lead. Take a look at some scores around the Florida State League. Jupiter is up 2-0 on Daytona at home. DJs are now trailing Fort Myers 5-3, top of the sixth inning. Palm Beach up a field goal 4-1 in St. Lucie in the top of the sixth inning. And then bottom five, Tampa. They scored three in the fourth inning to take a 3-2 lead. Are currently now in a delay, which they are technically a complete game right now. They're inclement weather delay, so I'm guessing that's due to lightning. Two outs, two on. Andrew Jenkins, the batter, is 0-3. Tying runs are on base. Go-ahead run of the plate for Jenkins. Pitch and a breaking ball down and away for ball one. The 1-0 fastball low for ball two. And now there's a righty getting up in a hurry. In the bullpen for Bradenton. Landon Tompkins. Okay. 2-0. Fastball, line to left field, base hit. Here comes Peck around third base. The throw from Bishop is cut off. It's an RBI single. Make it a one-run ball game at 3-2 in the eighth. And Lakeland not backing down, some two-out offense here after the double play. And here comes Jim Horner. That's going to do it for Peyton Stumbo. New pitcher coming in the top of the eighth inning with two on and a one-run lead down for Bradenton at 3-2. We come back here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at @BradentonMarauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Back at Lecom Park in the top of the eighth inning. Two runs in. It's now just a one-run lead for Bradenton at 3-2. Layden Tompkins, a new arm, replaces Peyton Stumbo. Comes in first and second. Two outs, and Brett Callahan, the hitter. He's 0-for-3 today. The lefty Callahan against the righty Tompkins. Delivers home. A fastball outside for ball one. Landon's numbers this year. He comes in at 1-0, a 3.34 ERA in 22 appearances. 28 strikeouts, 10 walks, and 29 and two-thirds. Righty spins to second, and it gets past Rivas into center field. Scampering to third is Pacheco on the error. That might be a dropped error there, too, on Rivas. It was an error last night that gave Lakeland the lead in the top of the ninth at 2-1. First and third. Tying run just 90 feet away. Go, 1-0. It's fouled back. Tompkins has been good in these situations, though. He's coming in with 15 inherited runners and has allowed just two to score. But now one is right there at third base. 1-1. Just outside at 92 is a sinker ball pitcher. Fastball, sinker, slider mix. Two on. Line to left field, we're tied. That scores Pacheco. Three runs in the eighth inning, all coming with two outs in the frame. Jenkins moves to second. And Eduardo Valencia, the batter. First pitch to the righty is lined the opposite way, foul. That would have given Lakeland the lead. It possibly could have scored two runs because it might have nestled up against the corner. Brandon scored three runs in the sixth inning. Pitch, once fouled back. Nino. Tompkins ready with two outs, two on, the 0-2. Foul back again. Some high leverage pitches here for Tompkins, a former closer at Louisiana Tech. 10th round selection by the Pirates last year. Oh, 2. Called third strike, and a challenge wanted here. And it's ruled a third strike. No more challenges for Lakeland, but they score three runs in the eighth inning, all coming with two outs to tie the ball game. Bottom eight next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Marauders back to work here in the bottom of the eighth inning after Lakeland scores three runs and tie the ball game at three apiece. New pitcher in is Luke Stolfe, who replaces Duke Hebert, who gave up three runs on three hits in three innings. Walked one and struck out two, and Stolfe, the new pitcher in. Marauders have 2, 3, and 4 in the order as Garrett Forrester leads things off, having a really productive week. He's 2 for 3 today with a double and a run scored. First pitch is low at 94 for ball one. Stoffel's numbers this year. As ready comes set, and the 1-0. That's taken in tight for ball. It's 2-0. That's over the inside corner, called strike. Oh, and what a 5.34 ERA in 21 outings, 28 and two-thirds innings under his belt. He's walked 14 and struck out 28. 2-1. Fastball ripped out of miss for a strike. He was placed on the temporary inactive list a couple days ago. And I guess he's active now. He's in the ballgame. 2-2. That's fouled off at home. 22-year-old, 6'5", 235 on the hill. Native of Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. Played his college ball at Wright State. It's in the Horizon League. And the pitch, tugged way outside for a ball. Full on Forrester, could really use a base runner here. Start off this half inning. 3-2, outside ball four. And the go-ahead run is on in the eighth inning. Oh. Runner at first in a 3-3 tie game. And now Gerald Toledo is going to pinch run here for Forster. So Toledo to pinch run here for. He's got some speed. Stolen 5 bases this year. Homer Alfonso, the catcher up, which also probably what they'll do is they'll probably slide Rivas to third. Delgado will move to short, and Toledo will be at second base. The ninth inning, if they can get a run here, that would be nice. Omar takes a first pitch breaking ball, first strike. Stoffel last pitched 9 days ago. Oh, one a fastball 94, hacked and missed it. And Alfonso homers last trip up that gave the Marauders a 2-0 lead, broke open this scoreless game. Stoffel scoreless inning against Dunedin on July 19th. Back at Lakeland. 0-2. Down and in for a ball. Remember Lakeland, they spent their last challenge. They have no more to spare. Marauders still have, for my account, 2 to go. Still for Reddy's in the 1-2. Breaking balls off the glove of De La Cruz and into right field. Toledo touches second, heads for third. Johnson having trouble, still is. Here comes Toledo, he scores. Alfonso at third, all sorts of trouble in right field. It's a 4-3 Marauders lead. That's an RBI double, E9, that may be the difference. I think Toledo, he was rounding third and he was looking out to right field. He was surprised that he was going to score on a ball that was scorched off the bat of Alfonso. Hit off the glove of De La Cruz a little bit too, I think. As Marilyn Valdez, the righty. First pitch is a fastball at the knees, called strike. Linfield in here for Lakeland. 4-3 Marauders in the eighth inning. They have come back here. The 0-1. It's fouled straight back. It's 0-2. And now time is called by Valdez, who went back-to-back with Alfonso and home runs in the sixth inning. 1-for-3 day for Perez Maryland. Oh, 2. High and in for a ball. Landon Tompkins would probably come out for the save then. In the ninth inning. 1-2. Check swing. And he laid off. Lakeland has won the series. They've taken 4 of the first 5 games. Bradenton looking to salvage it here. Win on this Sunday, which has been a good day for them. 2-2 breaking ball, and he lays off once again. Marauders on Fridays and Saturdays, they do not play well. They are 5-11 on Fridays, 4-15 on Saturdays, but they are 7-6 on Sundays. 3-2. And Valdez skies to the air, dead center. Off the batter's eye, target practice for Marilyn Valdez. It's a 2-home run day. And Bradenton takes a 6-3 advantage. back-to-back at-bats. Valdez has 14 bombs on the year, and that's going to do it for Stolpel. Andrew Graham will take the baseball as the Marauders have opened up a lead here in the eighth inning. We come back, a new pitcher in for Lakeland on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Connor Holden, the new pitch in the ballgame for Lakeland. It's now a 6-3 Bradenton lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Nobody out, nobody on as Axel Plaz checks the swing and fouls it off for strike one. How about this turn of events here in this eighth inning? Bradenton coughs up three runs in the top half of the inning, but then ties the game. And now Marauders come back with three of their own. Ricky ball in the dirt and the count's even 1-1. As again, Holden, the new pitcher, and making his 13th appearance, 0-2, a 3.44 ERA. 19 Ks, just one walk, and 18 in the third innings covered. 1-1, fastball, hard hit on the ground, backhanded by Peck in the hole. He pops up, throws off target, and they still get him. And they grazed him on the shoe, and so Plaz, smile on his face, is saying, man, I do for a single today. Here's Amanda Terrero, the center fielder. Swings and fouls the first pitch off the basket of Valencia for strike one. That sets and the 0-1 outside with a changeup for a ball and the count's even. Torero's 0-for-3 today, trying to extend his hitting streak to 5 games. 1-1 and Torero clubs it in the air right field. Out towards the bullpen, Johnson in front of it, he jumps and it sneaks out. A home run! Second bomb of the week for Emmanuel Torero, and Bradenton has their fourth home run of the day, second in the eighth inning. It's a 7-3 lead. Ball is just flying out now. And no runs until the bottom of the sixth inning, and all of a sudden it's... Here come all the runs. Miguel Sosa, the righty, first pitch. He fouls it straight back for a strike. And that's one way to extend your hitting streak for Edmando Terrero. Pitch is a fastball. The knee is called strike. It's 0-2. Two is taken up and away. One, two. Down and away with a slaughter. 7-3, Bradenton. They would have 6, 7, and 8 to the plate in the ninth. 2-2. And a fastball, that looked good. But again, Lakeland, no more challenges. And that could have been a strike. Counts full 3-2 on Sosa, who's walked twice today. Pitch, and he flies that one in the air, right center field. Johnson tracks back. He's at the warning track. Johnson makes the catch. Well, the wind is picked up, blown out to right center field, and that ball might have carried a little extra juice on it. Two outs in the eighth inning, four runs home. And first pitch to Rivas. He chops it foul on the ground, third base side for strike one. Rivas is 0-3 today with 3 strikeouts. The 0-1. Lift at a miss top of the zone for a strike. It's 0-2. Rivas pops it up. Third base side. Pacheco in foul ground in line with the base. And he makes the catch in foul ground to end the eighth inning. But not before the Marauders Club. 2 home runs, score 4 runs. They take a lead in the ninth. We're back here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecon Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Top nine, Bradenton looking to close the door here on Lakeland after a big, big eighth inning. Marauders score 4 runs to take a 7-3 lead. Jose De La Cruz, the righty, first pitch. He takes down and out of the zone for ball one. Some defense changes. Rivas is now at third. As a 1-0 is whipped out and missed. And the count's even 1-1. Delgado's at short and Toledo's at second, as assume what happened. It's been a normal position this year for most of those three guys. 1-1 is just outside, down on maybe off the plate too. It's 2-1. Pitch. That's over the knees, called strike at 94. Marauders have the off day tomorrow before they hit the road for 2 weeks. On the East Coast, first time going out there. Down and away for a ball, and the count's full on De La Cruz. Pitch, foul back. Lakeland will head back home to start a 12-game homestand they have against Tampa and Clearwater. 3-2, the count. Ground ball, back of the middle and through. Pass Toledo into center field, and Lakeland might have one more response here. A leadoff single the ninth inning. Really is just a total 180 in this ball game. Through the first six innings, had just three runs. Really even the first half of the ball game too, and everything, all the hits have come here in the second half. Johnson shows bunt, pulls back, it's outside for a ball. And now, pitch. On the outer half, a called strike. There's now six hits in the ball game for Lakeland. Four of them last inning. They had just one in the first seven innings. And Bradenton as well. They've eight hits in the game. Ball one's fouled back to the screen. The Marauders have had three hits in each of the sixth and the eighth inning. That's where six of their eight hits have come from. One, two, that's poked. Shallow center field, just past Toledo. Johnson went down to get it, and he served it into shallow center field. Back-to-back singles, and here we go again. Lakeland has a tying run on deck as Christian Santana steps to the plate. A 7-3 Lakeland deficit here. But they're at the plate right now, a chance to do some damage. First pitch to the righty, high and in, almost hit him. That would have been the third time today he would have been hit. Probably Tompkins has got that running sinker, so it's going to run down and in, trying to jam those righties. He's looking for a ground ball here. The 0-1, it's on the inside edge, called strike with a slider, it's 1-1. Pitch, and just misses. 2-1. Pitch is fouled off the right side out of play. Two balls, two strikes. It's outside for ball three. Second full count here in this ninth inning. Cruz then singled to start this frame. Two on, nobody out. Tying run on deck. 3-2, check swing. It's a call. Third strike. Big time strikeout from Tompkins. Here's Denaris De La Cruz with one out and two on in a 7-3 ball game. Pitch is a slider down and away for ball. The 1-0. Ground ball back up the middle. Tough Toledo's hand, bare hand. Now he throws a first and they get it out. Boy, rolled up his arm and he barehanded it in the air and threw across his body. So they get it out at least. Two outs, but runners at second and third now as it rolled right up his arm. Again, Toledo was a pinch runner last inning and so he is a defensive replacement. One out away, John Peck, the righty top of the order. And there's a first pitch slider low for ball one. Tompkins sets and delivers off the glove of Alfonso, the backstop, and this will score a run. It'll be a pass ball. Makes it a 7-4 ball game. On the ground, right side, it snakes through. Another run scores, John Peck with his second RBI hit today. It's a 7-5 ball game. So it will at least bring up the tying run on the plate here in the ninth inning. And Al Bat Ford, pitching coach, walks out from the first base dugout. Sun back out from behind the clouds. Don't forget, stick around for the postgame show after we get you caught up on all the scores around the Florida State League. But also walk you back through this crazy one on a Sunday. This is a Florida State League in a nutshell. Back and forth, both teams. I don't think we ever thought that heading to the seventh inning in a 3-0 ball game, there'd be 12 runs in this contest. 16 hits now as well combined. Runner on first, Isaac Pacheco, the lefty. Been on base twice today, including a double. First pitch is a backdoor slider on the outside corner, called strike. Nothing at one on Pacheco. The 0-1. Another slider on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Final strike today for Lakeland. 0-2. Outside. Seven-five, Bradenton, tying right on the plate. Two runs in this ninth inning. Runners retook the lead with a 4-run eighth. Tompkins sets, and now time called by Pacheco. One and two the count, trying to end the ball game right here. Here it is. Ground ball, pass to diving, claws into right field. Touching second, heading for third. is Peck, and with two strikes, Pacheco comes up with a base hit. First and third, tying runs on. Andrew Jenkins, the batter. And now the bullpen back to work as Magdiel Cotto is warming. And so the righty Jenkins at the plate right now. Pitch inside for ball one. One for 4 day for Jenkins. One oh. Fastball topped at home plate, foul, first strike. Lakeland now out hitting Bradenton 9-8 this afternoon. 1-1. Jenkins, soft chopper, this could do it to short. Delgado has it. Two first, that's the ball game. Bradenton hangs on in the end as they take this finale 7-5 over Lakeland. They bash four home runs. Gary McMillan with six strikeouts in four innings in his first professional start. And the Marauders will head to the East Coast with some momentum as they pick up a 7-5 win in this finale. Post-game show next year, coming up on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Borjeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our 5-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any 5 games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
And welcome back to Lecomp Park on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show as the Marauders wrap up this series with a win. Lakeland takes 4 out of 6 games, but Bradenton wins 7-5 on this Sunday. As Thomas and Zarelli here to take you back to this one. Well, it was a well-pitched ball game through most of the contest. Garrett McMillan, his first professional start, strikes out 6, allows a hit in 4 innings. Gabriel Reyes went 4 innings, struck out 6, allowed 2 hits. And then the scoreline broke open in the 6th inning with a 3-run frame. Garrett Forrester doubled, then scored the next batter in an Omar Alfonso home run. A home run then by Esmerlin Valdez would make it a 3-0 contest. Scoreline stayed that way. Imer Lobo went 3 scoreless, and then some trouble in the top of the 8th inning. Lakeland ties the game, all with two outs in the inning. Leadoff single hit batter before a double play. Runner at third, two outs. John Peck double, a walk to Pacheco. RBI single from Jenkins. And then Tompkins comes in and gives up the game-tying RBI single to Brett Callahan. Tie the game at three apiece. But have no fear, the Marauders offense, they come out swinging in the bottom of the eighth inning against Luke Stoffel, who did not get an out. Leadoff walk to Forrester, who was pinch ran for by Gerald Toledo. Alfonso then doubles, scores Toledo. And then a home run from Esmerlin Valdez off the batter's side. Plays three runs. Terrera homers later in the inning. That was off Connor Holden. And so Bradenton carried a 7-3 lead into the top of the ninth. Well, Lakeland did not go down without a fight as they had leadoff singles from De La Cruz and Johnson before a strikeout ground out. Two outs. John Peck, an RBI single. And then a single from Isaac Pacheco. Lakeland scores two in the ninth, but then a ground out to Jenkins ends the ball game there with a tying runs on. Five runs on nine hits, one error, seven men left on base, seven runs, eight hits, two errors, four men left for Bradenton today. Winning pitchers Landon Tompkins as he improves to 2-0. Luke Stoffel is the loser in this afternoon's ballgame. Game time, 2 hours and 21 minutes, see my 469 on this Sunday series finale. We come back here on the postgame show. We'll take a look at some scores. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Teaching your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
And welcome back to Leacom Park on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show as Bradenton wins 7-5 on this Sunday's series finale. Take a look at some scores as Pittsburgh and Arizona in the Pirate System first will close out their series today in Arizona. Buccos have dropped the first two, so looking to salvage the series there as well. Mitch Keller on the hill, 10-5, a 3.34 ERA. Again, first pitch at 4:10 p.m. Eastern time. Elsewhere in the Pittsburgh Pirates system, as AAA Indianapolis, you know, they just threw first pitch not too long ago, top of the second inning, no score. AA Altoona is being shut out 5-0 right now by Erie, and then High A Greensboro is scoreless in the top of the third inning in Greensboro. Well, the FCL Pirates as well, they're playing in the FCL Finals. It is right now, a 3-1 Pirates lead. They played nine innings. They're in the bottom of the eighth inning right now. They're in a rain delay up in Lakeland, and so that's a tough one. But the FCL Pirates looking to go and try to win a championship and take the lead. The games 2 and 3 would be back in Pirate City if need be, obviously, game number 3. Elsewhere in the Florida State League, there's a couple delays as well. St. Lucie is trailing 5-1. They're in the eighth inning in a delay. Tampa was in a delay It seems that game has been called. They had a completed game, so Tampa wins another. They win 3-2 against Clearwater. And then the DJs, they are down to their last two outs, trailing 6-3 on Fort Myers. Jupiter and Daytona are tied at 5 as Tortuga scored 5 in the 7th inning to take a 5-2 lead. Jupiter answered with 3 in the bottom half of the frame. Right now, two outs, a man on, so it looks like they may be headed to extra innings. Bradenton picks up the win today, and so they improved to 40-56, 11-19 in the second half. Lakeland falls to 59-35 overall, 17-12 in the second half of the season. Off day tomorrow before a two-week road trip out to the east coast of Florida. They'll take on the Palm Beach Cardinals for 6th and the St. Lucie Mets for 6th. And they'll return back home in 3 weeks. So it'll be a long time on the East Coast, and it'll be quite a while before you can watch your Marauders back here at Leacon Park again. But that'll wrap things up for us here on this Sunday series finale. Marauders final score one more time. They take it by a score of 7-5. The rest of our entire crew, Thomas and Zarella, saying so long from Bradenton. We'll see you in Palm Beach on Tuesday. Have a great rest of your Sunday and a Monday night as well.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.